Here's Forsberg, right circle, the shot tipped into the net. Granlund off to the side. And now do the Predators get a one-goal lead. Here's Forsberg. Across, he goes with the shot and the score. Ellie Tolvanen scores on the power play, and the Predators take a 2-0 lead. And that will do it. Predators take this one 2-0 over the Red Wings tonight. They win their second straight, now 8-10 on the year.
You know, it's nice to see us now be able to, you know, string some games together where we've played more to the identity we wanted to play with. And, you know, I think it's something, again, we can build on tomorrow in practice and get ready for the next one.
Another big win last night for the Nashville Predators, 2-0 in Detroit. Pekka Rinne picking up his 59th career NHL shutout, and the Predators playing pretty well as of late. And to help us talk about that more, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators centerman Matt Duchene, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Two Rivers Ford. Matt, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, good. Yourself?
We are doing very well. And Matt, another big win for you guys last night against the Red Wings. What do you like about the way your team's playing right now? An impressive performance Saturday against Columbus. Follow it up with another win last night against Detroit. What do you like about what's happening on the ice for you guys right now?
Yeah, I think the game against Columbus on Saturday was probably our best game. Probably our best game since I've been a Predator, to be honest. I think we did a lot of things that we maybe haven't done over the last couple of years, especially offensively. And then last night, you know, Detroit plays a really kind of, they try and muck up the game a lot, and they just try and hang around and, you know, not give you very much offensively. And I thought that we did a good job just being patient, waiting for our chances. And obviously the power play came up big. So we got a nice bounce there on the first one, which we haven't had a ton of this year. And then, you know, I felt like we did a good job drawing those penalties too. I think just staying with it. And you know, we're not taking as many penalties as we were early in the year either. That really killed us. And I think, yeah, there's a lot of good things going on.
So, Matt, go back to that Columbus game. Like you said, you know, maybe the best performance of the year. Much needed at the time, too. Anything leading into that, you know, that maybe led to it? Or did you guys see it coming? What preceded that?
Well, we made some adjustments to our game plan. I think we started to you know, look at why we weren't scoring, I think. And, you know, a few of us talked to the coaches and communicated some stuff. And, you know, the coaches made some adjustments. And I think it really helped our game. And, yeah, I mean, I won't go into detail because it's kind of specific stuff. But at the same time, it was things that I think that we haven't done very much over the last couple of years. And, you know, I think we're a very talented, deep team. And I think we weren't maybe necessarily using that talent as much as we, you know, were capable of a lot of times. I think we were keeping things really simple. And you know, sometimes that's, you know, that works. But I think, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. And I think you want to, you want to have your structure, and then within your structure, you got to play hockey. I mean, our game isn't, it's not like football where every play is a set play, and, you know, you have that sort of thing. Hockey is a game of reads and a game of reacting to the situation, and every situation is different. I think, you know, I think we've done a better job, you know, using our ability and making plays and having poise and just being calm with the puck and just playing the game the way that, you know, it's always supposed to be played.
And Matt, you brought up the skill and the talent that your team has, and right now Philip Forsberg leading the way for you guys. And you've been around Philip for a while now. You've played against Philip as well, and you know how good of a player he is. Is the run that he's on right now as well as you've seen Philip play in your time being around him?
I don't think he's doing anything that much different than what I've seen from him. I mean, Phil is a very opportunistic player. He's one of those guys that'll kind of wait in the weeds and then just, you know, he'll you give him one chance and he scores. I mean, he's a very gifted goal scorer and a very talented guy. And, you know, I think right now the pucks are going in for him and he's making good plays. He made a great play on the power play last night. And, you know, I think right now he's one of the few guys that, able to, you know, that's got that puck luck and that, you know, he's feeling good right now, in terms of, you know, his results, and, hopefully that continues for him. So, no, he's a great player and ton of talent, and, it's nice to see it going in for somebody on our team consistently right now.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to bring it up, you know. Bernier is like your nemesis now, but you know, obviously that's a guy who can rise up and play really well in goal. But I wanted to go back to what you said earlier, Matt, on reading, reacting, and having that chemistry. There's been a lot of switching up, obviously, from John Hines, different line mates. We're watching Mikael Granlund center a line now. You've had different guys. Does it make it more difficult when you kind of have a revolving door like that? Does it sort of build? Is there a overall payoff later, I guess, when you play with different guys so that you feel like you can switch up and pick it right up? I mean, what's that like as a center when it changes that much?
Yeah, you know, I think on other teams I've been on with that many changes, I think it would be something that would be a little bit frustrating. But with our team, we have so many great players that I think no matter who you're with, you're kind of like, okay, like this guy's very good at doing this. It's always, it's maybe an adjustment, but it's also, you're never kind of like, because we're so deep, you're always playing with good players. And I think, so it doesn't really faze you that much. So, you know, I think right now, you know, myself, Yarncroke and Grimaldi have been, you know, really good together and created a ton of opportunities. And obviously we like to see more of them go in, but, you know, you gotta think that's gotta be coming. I've never seen anything like this, you know, in my, it's crazy, but, you know, I think there's some chemistry there for us right now. And I think, some chemistry at other places throughout the lineup. And I think, you know, if you're winning, I think things stay the same. And when you're losing, that's when things get switched up. I mean, I understand all the changes with kind of how the season's gone. I mean, you're trying to find a kind of lightning in a bottle every now and then. And, you know, now that, you know, we're playing like this, you know, things might stay the same longer. So we'll see. I obviously don't, not sure the thought process on it all the time, or I'm not sure of it ever. That's not my job, but, it's nice to have all these great players to play with. And, you know, you're never kind of like, you're never really worried about playing with good guys because we got a ton of them.
Brett Centerman, Matt Duchesne on the line with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton, Remax Advantage, and Two Rivers Ford. And Matt, it's interesting. There's a couple of different situations in the league last night regarding goaltender interference, including one in your game. And I'm not necessarily asking you about that play in particular, but just as a forward who gets in tight and a lot of action happens around the net, what's it like out there in today's NHL with goaltender interference, at least from my vantage point, being kind of such in a gray area where nobody really knows exactly what is goaltender interference and what's not goaltender interference?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see anything else from last. I haven't paid much attention to the rest of the league, to be honest with you. I've just been focused on our stuff. But, you know, the one last night, it was very, like, it looked very subtle from Granny. But, if you know, it was a situation, when it happened and I saw it, I thought that it would come back just because it prevented Bernier from sliding over and making that save. But, yeah, I've seen ones that count that you're like, how the heck did that count? I've seen ones that didn't count and you're like, what, why didn't that count? And it's a tough job for the officials too. I mean, they got to try and decide if it affected the goal or not. And, I haven't seen it as much the last couple of years as before. I think guys are, you know, getting a little bit smarter at being aware of where the goalie is and maybe around the net, just because it's, you know, that there's going to be a review on it. So maybe guys are subconsciously a little bit more aware. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of a coin flip every time they go to the review booth, for sure.
I'm going to throw another league trend at you, Matt. I don't know if you saw, but Claude Julien has been fired by Montreal. And I believe still the NHL is the most frequent firing of coaches of any of the, you know, the four major sports in this country. Do you think coaches are fired too quickly, too often in this league?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I've only had one in-season firing in my career, which was last year. I'm not sure. I think it depends on every situation is very different, and there's times where, you know, coaches lose the team and lose the room, and at that point you have to, you know, you have to make a change. And I'm not sure what happened in Montreal, obviously, but yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I think in some scenarios, yeah, I mean, coaches are fired too quickly, and I think in others, some coaches, you know, maybe hang around too long. It's very, you know, team specific, and I think the big thing is, you know, you look at the NFL, and I feel like there's more coach firing in that league at the end of the season than any other league, and I think it's kind of like teams almost know where they stand about, you know, 7-8 games into the season, and then they're just like, well, I guess we'll just ride this thing out and see if we get a high draft pick, and then they make the change. Where NHL, there's so many games that it's kind of like, okay, let's you know, we got to make a change now if we want to hang around. If they're not like what we're seeing, you know what I mean? It feels like teams can, like St. Louis last in the league a couple of years ago. They fired their coach and they win the cup. They were last in the league in January. When there's an actual issue there, I think it's, you know, in season changes can be big and can be very impactful. But yeah, I mean, I think it just depends on the situation. It's very hard for me to say because I've only been a part of it one time, and in season change, and so it's hard to say, and it's very team specific.
Matt, last thing for you here. Obviously, Pecorine last night, another shutout of the 59th of his career, 38 years old, and you know from being around him, just a very popular guy in the locker room, one of the most popular guys in the league. What's it like to watch Pekka playing the way that he's playing right now, given that he's 38 years old?
Honestly, it doesn't even register that he's 38, because he's like, he's the youngest 38-year-old I've ever seen in terms of like just his like abilities and his physical, like, you know, stature and everything. Like, it's crazy, but he's a guy that you just root for. I mean, coming into this year, you know, he was, you know, probably our second guy coming into the year, but we all had faith, and, you know, we even had, you know, told him straight up, like, you know, that we thought he still was a starting goaltender in this league. And we have two starting goaltenders, so that's great. And whether he was, you know, going to take that job over quickly or not at all, like, who knows, because Juice is so good too. But at the same time, I remember talking to him and just being like, dude, you're still a starter in this league, and you're still a stud, man. And like, he's playing that way. He's been playing very, very well, and he's just a guy you root for, and you want to see do well. And, you know, when he gets a shutout, it's pretty special. And, you know, I think the big thing, he's been here so long. I mean, I know, you know, we were able to win a Stanley Cup and he's on the team. I know that would be very special for all of us to give him an opportunity to do that. So, yeah, great guy, great teammate, a lot of fun. Just a good all-around person. Guy, I'm it's really fun to play in front of him.
Predator Centerman Matt Duchene has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Two Rivers Ford. Matt, appreciate you taking time. As always, good luck tomorrow against Detroit, and we'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Matt Duchene joins us every week here at 8:45 on Robbie and Rex Road every Wednesday, so make sure that you're tuned in for that. And right now, 102.5 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to help you continue the tradition with a hockey home gating party. It's time to text into the game line at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, for your chance to win the T-Mobile hockey home gate. You can watch a weekend Preds game with a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food from your home gate. Text the keyword GOLD to 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 now to enter. The winner will be contacted tomorrow. You must be 21 or older to enter this competition, so make sure you get it up on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.